The entirely new building has improved security, a gated entrance, bulletproof windows, and lots of cameras. Architect and project manager Julia McFadden says the hope was to incorporate those needs into a soothing learning environment.
What you'll see in the design of the school is a real sense of opening up to nature and really showcasing nature.
Large glass curtain walls open into a big courtyard. There are bird murals, beams that look like branches, and even a built-in treehouse. Near one entrance is a large mosaic made out of green glass that holds a two-word message, be kind. First Selectman Pat Lodra says she hopes that will show Sandy Hook as a place that inspires good.
Our school is built upon the message of its principal, Don Hochsprung, who was killed on December 14, to be nice to each other, that is all that really matters.
Sandy Hook families have already toured the building. Superintendent Joseph Arardi says about 35 students who were in kindergarten when shooting broke out will be returning. They're now in fourth grade and had been going to class in neighboring Monroe. The new Sandy Hook school costs $50 million, paid entirely by state taxpayers. Classes begin on August 29th. For the New England News Exchange, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.